This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Continue, inshallah, today with the series that we started on weekdays. Talks about the stages of the hereafter. And I had started talking about al-maut yesterday. And the question that I think is important for us to contemplate is, why is it that we fear it? Or why is it that we don't look forward to it? What is the reason? And the human race, in general, fears it or shies away from it for a different reason than Muslims should. It shouldn't be the same reason. For most people, the fear is the fear of al-adam, is ceasing to exist. The fear for most people is not being around anymore. That idea of nothingness, that idea of just not being there, is a scary thought. No one wants that. No one wants to be left out. They see the world moving and people are here and it's talking and speaking and thinking and contributing, participating, and the fact that you're not going to be there anymore is a thought that is scary. But as Muslims, that's not a part of our, we don't believe that. So then why do we still fear death? Well, it's two-tier. The reason is it's a two-tier reason. Number one is that maybe a part of us doesn't fully believe that. Maybe a part of you deep down inside hasn't really fully come to that conclusion that but there is something next. Maybe a part of you still is scared that there isn't. That's one. The second one, the real reason that we're supposed to not fear, or the reason for us that we fear death as Muslims, is because once you die in qata'a amaluk, the moment you die, there's no chance anymore. There's no way for you to rectify any mistake that occurred. You've lost your chance. Time is up. You have to put the pencil down. You can't write anything on the paper any longer. So whatever it is that you did is what you're going to have to deal with later on. You see, we don't seem to understand that, because every moment that you're living right now, you can always just turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Tubtu ilayka ya Allah. And you can perform your tawbah and you can go back to Allah and He will take you with open arms and open doors. Jalla jalalullah. من أتاني يعني من تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا ومن تقرب إلي ذراعا تقربت إليه باعا ومن أتاني يمشي أتيته أرولة. If you come a little bit, he'll come more closer to you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You come walking, he'll come running. Jalla jalalullah. But we don't understand that once you die, you'll still be conscious. You'll still be the same consciousness that you have right now, but just it doesn't matter what you're doing anymore. The tawbah that you're performing and the repentance that you're hoping to achieve doesn't count. You're not, no one's keeping track anymore of what you're saying or what you're doing any longer. Which is that, and that is the fear. That's why the Prophet ﷺ was saying the hadith al-sahih, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمَ انْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ. The moment the human being dies, the amal stops. It doesn't, إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثِ. But here's like something for us to walk away from this morning. There's three things that you could continue to make, your sahifa, your scales can keep on receiving hasanat even after you pass away. فَعَدَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ And he said, صَدَقَ جَارِيًا عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ. Three things. صَدَقَ جَارِيًا, you perform a certain type of charity that outlives you, meaning the benefit of it continues. You build something, you start a project, something that will continue to cause benefit for other people even though you're not around anymore, based on the programming that you put into it, based on the effort that you put in the project. Or ilmun yuntafa'u bihi, any form of knowledge that you left behind that was beneficial. It doesn't just have to be ilm shar'i. It doesn't just have to be ilm deen. It can be any form of knowledge that people benefit from after you pass away. If you managed to raise another generation that will continue to remember you and make dua for you. I stopped yesterday before I told the story. It is narrated that the Khalifa Sulaiman ibn Abd al-Malik performed Hajj one year. When he went to Medina, he asked, هَلْ بَقِيَ مِمَّنْ رَأَى صَحَابَةَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَحَدٍ. Is there anyone left from those who saw the Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ? And in the Medina at the time was a great scholar by the name of Salama bin Dinar Abu Hazim. He's one of the great scholars who learned from multiple Sahaba. I mean, حدث عن كثير من الصحابة, and he's a known figure. You can go look him up and learn about him. فقال نعم, there is Abu Hazim. فقال ألا أتيتموني به, can you have him come and visit me? So he was called upon, so he came. And Sulaiman, this was towards the end of his life, and he was Sulaiman ibn Abd Malik. Obviously, he did something very helpful for the Ummah. Who do you know what he did for the Ummah? What did he do towards the end? Anyone know? Who took the Khilafah after him? Yes, he left it for Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. That was the legacy that Sulaiman. I have nothing else to offer really in terms of his legacy. He left it for Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, who wasn't his son and he had children. And they say that one of the reasons was this conversation. فَلَمَّا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهِ أَبُو حَازِمْ قَالَ يَا أَبَا حَازِمْ. And you'll hear this conversation going back and forth. قَالَ مَا لَنَا نَكْرَهُ الْمَوْتِ. Why is it that we hate death? فَقَالَ عَمَرْتُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَخَرَبْتُمُ الْآخِرَةِ فَكَرِهْتُمْ أَن تَنْتَقِلُوا مِنَ الْعِمْرَانِ إِلَى الْخَرَابِ. You built dunya very well and you didn't take care of akhirah, so no one wants to move from a place that is beautiful and well built to a kharab, to something that has nothing in it. فقال صدقت. That's true. فقال يا أبا حازم ليت شعري كيف القدوم غدا على الله. Tell me, how is it that we meet? How do we meet God on the Day of Judgment? فقال أما كالمحسن أما المحسن فكالغائب يعود إلى أهله وأما العاصي فكالآبق يرد على مولاه. He said, as for the person who did well, it's like a family member coming, having a family reunion. Someone who had traveled for many, many years, and they're coming back to meet their parents and their siblings and children. That's what happens. وأما العاصي, as for the disobedient, for الآبق يرد على مولاه. الآبق is like a servant or a slave that ran away and that was captured and brought back to the master. That's how it's going to look like. فقال يا أبا حازم ما لنا عند الله. What do we get from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فقال اعرض نفسك أو اعرض عملك على كتاب الله. You have to subject your deeds to the book of Allah. فقال أين أجده يا أبا حازم. Where do I find it. فقال إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم. فقال سليمان فأين رحمة الله يا أبا حازم. Where is the mercy of Allah. فقال إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين. Indeed, the mercy of Allah is close to those who show excellence. فقال عظني يا أبا حازم. Tell me something I take away from this. فقال نزه الله أن يراك حيث نهاك وأن يفقدك حيث أمرك. قال نزه الله من أن يراك حيث نهاك أو أن يفقدك حيث أمرك. Do not allow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see Allah as more exalted and more revered, to see you in a position that He told you not to be in, or to not see you in a position that He commanded you to be in. And that went on to become the definition of taqwa till this day. يقول سبحانه وتعالى فإذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. And when their time comes, when the ajal comes, then they will not be given a bit of time to live after or be taken a few moments before. They will leave exactly on time, the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for them before they even took their first breath. You're never going to live less than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed you to, nor will you live a moment more. It is all very clearly put in. يقول سبحانه وتعالى فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين. And only if you saw when it reaches the throat, when the spirit on its way out reaches the throat, and everyone sitting around them are looking at this person, not realizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels are closer to this person than you are as you stand bedside. as you stand bedside to your loved one, moving them, you don't realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels are closer to him than you are at this moment. And if you are someone who doesn't believe in God altogether, well, then bring it back. Go ahead. Keep this person long for longer than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows him. And it won't happen. يقول سبحانه وتعالى حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال ربي ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. At the moment when it actually happens, as the person is leaving, they'll say, give me another moment. Just give me one more breath. Give me a chance. Let me just rectify. I just need to correct a few more things. I need to perform tawbah from this. Just send me back for a second. Now I'll get it right. Now I'll 100% get it right. Just let me go back. And the answer he will hear in the skies is kalla. It was a law he made, subhanahu wa ta'ala, a long time ago. Once it leaves, it never comes back. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. You don't know what provision you'll make tomorrow, just like you don't know where you're going to pass away. We just don't know when the moment is going to be. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٌ. Sakra is when is intoxication. That's what it means. Sakra is someone who's intoxicated. And death has a sakra, has an intoxicating effect on the brain because of how difficult it is, because of how heavy it is upon the ruh, upon the soul and the spirit. And when that intoxicating moment of death comes, it comes with righteousness. And it said, ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٌ. That's what you've been running away from all this time. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. Say that this death that you're running away from is going to meet you on the other side. You're not running away from it. It's going to just come to you in the direction that you're running towards. It's waiting for you at the end of the line. It's not behind. Imam al-Qurtubi in his book At-Tadhkirah gives us a little bit of a reminder on the narrated by one of the scholars. يقول تفكر يا مغرور بالموت وسكرته وصعوبة كأسه ومرارته. That one who is eluded, think about death and the intoxicating moment of it, and how bitter and uncomfortable the glass of it when you drink from it is going to be. فيا للموت من وعد ما أصدقه ومن حاكم ما أعدله. As for this death, what an extremely accurate date it is given. What an extremely fair judge it is going to be. فَيَا لِلْمَوْتِ أو فَكَفَى بِالْمَوْتِ مُفْزِعًا لِلْقُلُوبِ وَمُبْكِيًا لِلْعُيُونِ وَمُفَرِّقًا لِلْجَمَاعَاتِ وَقَاطِعًا لِلْأُمْنِيَاتِ وَهَادِمًا لِلَّذَّاتِ. You don't need more than death to scare the hearts and to fill the eyes with tears and to take a loved one away from another loved one and to end all dreams of the future and to take away the true pleasures of this world. هل تفكرت يا ابن آدم يوما في مصرعك وانتقالك من موضعك إذا نقلت من سعة إلى ضيق وهجرك الصاحب والرفيق وخانك الأخ والصديق. O son of daughter of Adam, have you ever thought about the day that you actually pass? The day that you're moved from a place where it is very wide and open and you have your freedom to a place that is closed, it's only it's a meter by three or four. And your loved one will walk away from you and your friend will betray you. فَيَا جَامِعَ الْمَالِ وَيَا مُجْتَهِدًا بِالْبُنْيَانِ لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنْهُ وَاللَّهِ إِلَّا الْأَكْفَانِ. Oh, the one who goes and gathers wealth and builds high, investing in their dunya. All that you're going to get from all out of all of this is your kafan. فأين الذي جمعته من أموال؟ هل أنقذك من الأهوال؟ كلا بل تركته لمن لا يحمدك وقدمت بوزرك على من لا يعذرك. Where is your wealth? Did it save you from the difficulties of what came next? No. You just left it to those who won't even remember who you are, have no gratitude for you, or too busy. And you came with your sin to one who will not excuse you. Think about the concept of, this is the concept one of my shaykh used to talk about. يقول جد جدي. He used to say, the grandfather of my grandfather. He said, do you know him? Do you know your grandfather? The grandfather of your grandfather. Do you know who he is? So I had to do calculations to figure out who that person was going to be. And I came up with a name. So, nah, his name is, what is his name? I don't even know. I forget. I think it was, is it Suleiman? It was Suleiman. This is just to prove my point. Is he not? Was he not a human being that lived and breathed, and hoped and dreamed, and left a legacy? If nothing, I'm here because of him. But who knows anything about him? How many times a day do you remember him? How many times a day do you speak of the grandfather of your grandfather? And I'm not talking about like the 16th or 17th person in the lineage of ancestry that you have. I'm just talking about the grandfather of your own grandfather. Because you probably knew your grandfather. No one does. We become very irrelevant very, very quickly. Very, very quickly, we don't matter anymore. And our names don't matter anymore. And our lives don't matter anymore. At least to the people who are going to come right after us. Even to those who literally are direct descendants of you. Meaning the only reason that they are here is because you. It's because you made sure that they came around. That you put in the effort to make sure that they would live. And it didn't make a difference. They'll forget about you, and they'll move on. And that's just the reality of life. And since that's the case, then the importance of being ready when that moment comes along, and that there are no regrets at that moment, and that you're ready for it, and that you have prepared all your life for it, so that you can move on to whatever is coming next for you in a degree of calmness and serenity, because no one else really on the planet is going to be interested in that moment besides you. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.